brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Welcome to your Tuesday, November 23rd. We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch.
Only 4 days away from the most pressure-packed Bedlam game OSU fans have ever experienced.
It's Bedlam Week.
You're putting more pressure on them by the minute.
I'm telling you, just weeks ago we talked about this. I argued with Curtis. I argued with him on your behalf because all my OSU friends were like, I mean, calm, cool, collected. We got this, man. Look at his team. And now that it's Bedlam Week, those same people are messaging me saying, I'm just terrified. Ted Lasso.
It's the hope that kills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you got Bedlam Week.
A lot of alcohol, man.
You got Thanksgiving Week. Oh, yeah, I'm sure OSU fans are going to take full advantage of Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, you got
that. Have a little booze.
Hopefully you don't have to work Friday. You can start drinking tomorrow night and just drink until the game.
Yeah, hopefully, you got Friday off. You can just slide right into Bedlam.
Exactly right. Just keep it going. A bender is in your future.
So this is kind of a weird deal. There was a poll question asked, and because it was asked of Americans, everyone was divided on their answer.
Imagine that.
Of course.
And it's a very simple question. It's not like a deep, meaningful thing. But again, America is divided.
What we do.
If you could have access to only one kind of utensil for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Toothbrush.
Well, no.
I've got a metal spork.
I was going to say, it's for food.
Okay.
Yeah, like you can still brush your teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you imagine Kerry brushing his teeth with a spork?
No, just.
You can do that with your finger if you have to.
A spork would be handy. Is that allowed?
I think a fork is the way to go.
I'd go spoon because I wouldn't want to do, I can eat all the things I can eat with a fork, with a spoon for the most part.
But then
you can't cut it.
I initially said spork, specifically, it'd have to be a metal spork, like Kerry's talking about. He's got one. He's got an actual metal spork.
But that's cheating.
How is that cheating?
It exists in the world.
The question is clearly one utensil.
Literally exists in the world, a metal spork.
A valid answer. 22% of Americans did say spork.
Who didn't say spork?
Nice people? The spoon people and the fork people.
So you actually...
It's 23% said spoon, 22% said fork, 22% said spork, 18 said knife, and believe it or not, 4% actually said chopsticks. And 10% said they're not sure. How could you be indecisive on such a dumb hypothetical question?
Because it depends on what you put in front of me, right, food-wise.
Kerry, do you really have a metal, like...
Spork.
Spork? Like, I thought those only came in plastic... wrappers at a McDonald's, or I thought that was just
it was sent to me by a convenience store in the Tulsa area that we don't have in Oklahoma City yet.
Just sent it to you?
Sent me a swag package.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom had
for
one
being
of those.
A baller, Phil.
A metal spork?
Yeah, a metal spork. It's good for separating food.
Well, see, I was thinking
cutting and spooning at the same time.
But then I thought, well, maybe I'd rather have a knife. Because a knife has so many different uses.
But then you can't eat soup.
No, I figure I'd just drink it out of the bowl or a cup.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that.
You could do that.
It won't help with mashed potatoes. You're just going to have to eat them with your fingers. I could
eat with those.
The whole idea with a knife, though, is you could cut things down small enough so you can eat things with your fingers. So I'm thinking knife.
Nobody's thinking knife.
18%
guys
said knife.
Like knives are.
I don't think knife is the worst. Knife is not the worst option.
And
I
could defend myself with it. I mean, it's got so many uses.
Not if it's a butter knife.
No, I would go with a real sharp carving knife.
But if you're going to cut things down to where you can eat it with your fingers, why wouldn't you just pick up the whole thing with your hand?
Yeah, don't just pick up the chicken and just take a bite.
We haven't always had utensils. People did, live generation to generation without these things. So it is possible to make your way through the life without any of these.
Fork's the only right answer.
And then here's the other thing. Then you got to go to a restaurant with your one utensil.
Why are they inviting people in their dining room? They don't have utensils, Phil. Why do we have restaurants?
Because
at this
according
point?
To this hypothetical, you're only allowed one.
Apocalyptic
Zombieland.
It's a post-apocalyptic future.
It's a dystopian future.
We are out of utensils.
Right. I'm going to tell you, if the world's out of them, they could go to our break room. Because it looks like we're about to have the world's largest picnic. They had forks, knives, and spoons on sale carry independently, not in the same pack. We have three full boxes of each. Of each, there's giant box.
Not a box, a case.
That's the way to go. I can tell you, as a single guy, that's the way to go. Don't get the multi-packs, because you always end up with way more plastic knives than you're ever going to need.
Yeah, you don't use those.
But you run out of forks and spoons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every time.
Plastic knives in a multi-pack are probably the most useless utensil, with the exception of it spreading butter. And it's got to be soft butter. Right. You can't have hard butter.
You're not cutting a whole lot with that knife.
No, that's the worst thing ever. Don't stop putting plastic knives in those multi-packs.
You can't even open up packages from Amazon with those plastic knives.
No. And because we both tried.
Carrie uses his metal spork.
Because both Carrie and I have an abundance of leftover utensils.
Oh, no. I have utility knives sitting everywhere. Like, I have at least five of those sitting in my
living room. Good to know. If you're ever attacked in your own home.
I even have a ceramic utility knife. I've tried them all.
What is the difference?
It's like a side hobby of mine. The ceramic one does not dull as quickly as the metal ones.
Collecting utility knives is a hobby?
Kind of is. I have so many. I like trying different ones. I get a lot of packages delivered.
I believe you. I know you do. I've seen the boxes.
You know all your drivers by name for the most part now?
They change a lot. Yeah, I mean, the only drivers I know by name are the food delivery people who deliver to the wrong house, because it tells you, Jerry has left your food. Here's a picture of your neighbor's porch.
By the way, for what it's worth, men and Republicans were more likely to select knives. Yeah. Of course men love knives.
Right.
Independents were happy with the spork.
Say that again, puberty guy.
Spork!
Wow.
And then people like Curtis
My
wanted the chopsticks.
My
it happened. We are the morning animals.
It's amazing that I don't think you ever really lose chopstick skills once you've
mastered the chopsticks.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then you get old.
Because
like,
I don't eat with them very often, but when I do, I have no problems.
I only use them in restaurants. If I'm at home, what's the point? Who am I showing off for?
You don't use chopsticks when you eat sushi. You just pick it up with your hands.
Yeah, when I'm home,
throw it in your gob hole.
Yes. Why would I use chopsticks at home? Well, I use them at the restaurant because you don't want to be seen eating with your hands.
You're going to dip it in some soy sauce.
Yeah.
You still
weirdo.
Do that with your hand?
Yeah. I don't use soy sauce. I don't use soy sauce.
Okay.
So I just pick it up and eat it.
And you don't eat sushi, right?
No. If you go to like a real, like if you go to.
Oh, don't start with this.
Finish
don't start
Tell
with
him.
This.
If you go to a real, like honest to God, Japanese sushi chef. They don't like it when you dip it
and
in
soy
sauce.
You know what? We have none of those in Oklahoma. So.
You're right. I had to go to Florida.
It's like putting ketchup on, ketchup on a hot dog to them.
Yeah. But I don't like it anyway.
Homeland gets really offended when I do that. Yeah.
Homeland.
Yeah, my guy that rolls up for me fresh there at Homeland, he's like, my God.
Jeff?
The chef just stands at the checkout just to look down on you when you grab the extra packet of soy sauce.
Is he a chef? Jeff, the guy at Homeland?
Jeff the chef, yes.
The sushi?
I mean,
I don't
my
know.
My Homeland has... I don't want to get in here. Okay.
Like, sir, did you just walk down the woods?
That's like saying, my homeland only has Italian people.
I'm just
going to
say, my homeland sushi chef is not British. No.
Okay.
Well,
he may be Japanese. Is that what you're saying? It's okay to say that, Carrie. It really is.
I don't know what you can say and what you can't say anymore.
Let Phil say it.
Yeah, yes. Good rule of thumb.
Yes, rule of thumb. Phil say it.
If I can say it, I'm usually right on these things. But times change quick. Who knows?
It's gotten to the point where I'm afraid to say that my sushi chef is Asian, all right?
Well, isn't that the world we're in now, huh?
It's the damnedest thing. Every time I go and get fucked, there's an Asian person there, too. It's crazy.
When you see him, ask him if he prefers the spoon, the fork, the spork, knife, or chopsticks, and see what he says.
Tell me Jeff doesn't work there, Spinozzi.
You know what I hate? I hate when Guy Fieri uses chopsticks at a non-Asian restaurant because he does that all the time on food on diner.
Where's he using that? Like at Chick-fil-A? I mean, what? Why?
Wait, where?
Yeah, like he will. He'll just like pull out chopsticks. It's like, why are you using chopsticks? Who are you trying to impress?
That's you're weird. Eating nachos. Knock it off, Guy.
Yeah,
just smack him.
You're eating pulled pork, buddy.
Take one away and bury it in his chest.
If he's using chopsticks to eat food that you should be eating with your hand, then I am going to have an issue with him. I don't right now. He's a good guy. Does a lot of work for restaurants, small businesses and restaurants. But, man, that's arrogant. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM. WWLS.
Dexterity.
The Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.